turning our attention now to the courts yesterday, and a young Kerry man who killed his mother with a hatchet after a row over an iPhone will remain at the Central Mental Hospital until he's considered fit for release. Patrick Dunn was brought back to court after being cleared of murdering his mother at their home in Lixnaw in Kerry by reason of insanity. This all happened in November of 2013. Frank Graney is News Talk Courts correspondent with me on the line to talk about what happened yesterday and the victim impact statements as well. Frank, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks for having me on.
Can you outline where we were at yesterday, first of all, before hearing what the victims and the relatives of the Dunns had to say yesterday?
Well, I think you summed it up nicely there in your opening address. As you mentioned, last month, Patrick Dunn was acquitted of murdering his mother, Susan, at their family home in Lixnaw back in November of 2013. And he was cleared by way of a special verdict. So he was found not guilty of murder by reason of insanity. We heard from medical experts who gave evidence at his trial last month who were both in agreement that he was suffering from a mental disorder at the time of the killing. And essentially what happened then at that point when that special verdict was delivered was he was sent to the Central Mental Hospital for a further assessment, an independent assessment by another forensic psychiatrist who then made a recommendation to the court yesterday in relation to what should happen going forward. And that expert recommended that Patrick Dunn remain in the Central Mental Hospital for further treatment, for further care. He will be under review while he's in the Central Mental Hospital, and as you say, when he reaches a point where the experts feel that it would be safe for him to re-emerge back into society, back into his community, that will then again come before the court. So the judge yesterday, Ms. Justice Mary Ellen Ring, simply approved a court order on the back of that recommendation, and he was then further committed to the Central Mental Hospital.
Okay, now there was victim impact statements from the victim's daughter and son yesterday.
That's right. They were both read into the record. Statements that were read out on behalf of Helen Sheehy and her brother Anthony. You know, the details of this case are so tragic, so sad, so distressing. And it was clear from both of those victim impact statements that they appreciated the circumstances, the unique circumstances, and they're both obviously devastated to have lost their mother in such a horrendous way, but they both forgave Patrick for what happened on that date back in late November 2013. You know, we heard very distressing details during the trial, and I won't go through them in any great detail today,
sure.
But she was found by a neighbour in her home in Lixnaw on the morning of November 27th 2013. Patrick was just 19 years of age at the time. He's 29 now. And we heard during his trial that he was diagnosed with autism at a very young age. He required additional care. The communities of Lixnaw and the Stole were used to seeing Susan driving him around in her car. He would be seated in the back of the car. And every week, religiously, they would go to the local post office together to collect his disability allowance. She'd give him €5 for himself from it. And on the day that she was found, Patrick had raised suspicions in the community because he had attended the post office on his own. That never would have happened. He would have always been with his mother. He was also seen driving around the town unaccompanied. And again, that was unusual and gave people who knew the family some cause for concern. That led to a neighbour going to the Dunn house to check in and see if everything was okay. He became concerned when he didn't get an answer at the door, let himself in. Went up to her bedroom door, which was locked, knocked on the door, didn't get an answer, kicked down the door, and he was the one who found Susan then dead in her bed. She had suffered some catastrophic head injuries. Patrick Dunn was arrested, and he told Gardaí that he had lost it. He said that he and his mother had argued over the purchase of an iPhone, but he went further than that. He said that she was trying to control his life, and you know, he would have said this to psychiatric experts as well subsequently, that he felt that he couldn't have any friends, he couldn't have a girlfriend, he couldn't have any contact with his father. We heard that his parents had split up when he was a teenager. He used a hatchet to kill her, and that was found later in the kitchen. The blade was clean, but there was some blood staining found on it, which matched Patrick's DNA profile. a lot of medical evidence, I suppose. Given the nature of the case, there was a lot of medical evidence put to the jury. Two experts were called, one on behalf of the prosecution, the other on behalf of the defence, and both were in agreement that Patrick had very little understanding of what he did because of his mental disorder, that he wouldn't have been able to stop himself. And, you know, they were satisfied that this was a culmination of anger over a long time, over the restrictions to his life and his social life, as he told Gardaí about. And that special verdict was then delivered after about 3.5 hours of deliberations. And in these victim impact statements, and it's actually probably incorrect to describe them as victim impact statements because of the fact that Patrick Dunn was essentially acquitted of murder.
Yeah.
But the judge did say that she would hear statements from the family. So that was a very kind thing for her to do, and she didn't have to do that. And that, I suppose, then gave Helen and Anthony an opportunity to address the court, albeit through written statements. Helen firstly said that she knew nothing of the lives that her mother Susan and Patrick were living in Kerry, and she said it was a very unfortunate outcome, was how she described it, between a protective mother and a son looking for independence. And she said that it could have been avoided if they had better supports, and that was a very interesting point because it was something that the judge touched on a little bit later as well, just before she approved that order. And Helen said that, speaking to Patrick directly, and again this was through a written statement,
yeah,
but in her statement she said that she hoped that Patrick knows that his mother loves him and that she forgives him. As a mother herself, Helen said that a mother's love is conditional and unconditional, and she wanted Patrick to be aware of that, and she said that he deserved the help and all of the support he needs, and he'll undoubtedly get that now in the Central Mental Hospital. Her brother then, Anthony Sheehy, a statement was read out on his behalf too. He described how his parents separated in his teenage years. He didn't see his mother for a long time after that. He was devastated to learn of her death, particularly because it was his intention to move back to Ireland to reconnect with her. And again, he forgave Patrick. So they were very short statements. They were to the point, but I mean, it was blatantly obvious that both of them understand the devastation of all of this, understand the circumstances that Patrick Dunn found himself in, the help that he needs, and crucially, they forgave him yesterday. And the judge remarked on that as well, describing it as a very sad case. She also noted all the hard work that he has done so far in the Central Mental Hospital to address his mental disorder and to work with the professionals now towards treatments and managing that condition, and she approved that order.
Okay, all right, and that's where the matter rests. He's been committed to the Central Mental Hospital for further treatment. Frank, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for going through all that for us on the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
Frank Greeny there, News Talk Courts correspondent, talking about those statements from the sister and brother of Patrick Dunn. A very unfortunate outcome arising from a situation between a protective mother and a son looking for independence, as described by Helen, and looking for supports, and said perhaps maybe if supports had been better, this might have been avoided.